Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Leighton Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'm going to take a step back from technology, programs, and that sort of thing, and talk very briefly about the idea of failure and where kind of failure stands in our culture, where it stands in the process of content creation, and also how to try and overcome some of the things that we fail at. So, I'm going to end with on some positive notes, and I'm going to start off with sort of defining what failure is. So, once again, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Welcome back to Leighton Branding. So, one of the main issues with failure that I've encountered with my students, that I encountered when I was in the industry, when I have interviewed people, is that they treat failure like a moral statement upon their character. They view failure as akin to failing as a person, rather than trying to separate the individual activity that seems to have failed, not gotten picked up. Perhaps you started a blog, or you created a podcast and no one was listening, no one was reading, and so you stopped doing it. And so you view that as a failure. But the thing that you want to avoid is seeing the failure of the act as equivalent to the failure of you as a person. And so I'm trying to sort of pump you up here a little bit and say that, you know, it's important to view that that split, because it allows you to continue more activities and to also maybe revisit those older activities. And so one of the most important things that I always tell content creators on the web is to keep at it. And the time period that I say for keeping at it, even if you don't have an audience, even if you're just talking, writing, video casting out into the internet public, one of the most important parts is to keep at it for at least 6 to 9 months, and probably longer than that, up to a year. And while you're doing all of that, you also have to be your own brand, and you have to be your own advocate. And so I always recommend people email at least 1 to 2 people a day, trying to get them to share your content, trying to be an active participant, and then also using LinkedIn savvily. I don't know if that's an adverb or not, but we're going to go with it. Use LinkedIn in a savvy way. The content creators that I've interviewed and talked with use LinkedIn to try and find new connections, to have people share their content. They also use the direct message function quite a bit. It's often seen as a personal communication, but it can also be seen as a business type of communication and expanding your network. So those are some very concrete strategies to be your own brand and to overcome not having an audience, which is one of the ways we often view online content as failed, is not having an audience. Another important way to overcome failure or not having an audience immediately is to develop ways to receive feedback, even if it's an artificially created audience. So what do I mean here? You could use your local networks. You could use your own friends and your own family to get feedback. You could start out by imagining them as your audience. You might also imagine yourself as your audience. And so you might create content initially in the ways that you want to, and then you can go back to older pieces of content, text, audio, whatever it happens to be, re-record it, rewrite it after you've developed an audience, and then reshare that piece of content. So like recycling content, but in such a way that doesn't create whole new chunks of content, but instead creates pieces. And so I've mentioned a little bit of this in previous podcast episodes. So you go back and look at it in terms of cycles of content and other things like that. But the important thing is to see failure as, in terms of content creation, as an opportunity to revise, rewrite, update, rather than seeing failure as the end of the content. And so my broader message here is to think about all content as being flexible and editable. And we actually allow our content creators this kind of flexibility now Whereas we didn't, because we used to see content as either on paper, as highly produced, such as, you know, TV content in the 50s and the 60s. But now content is so fluid that it's updatable, and that it's fluid in such a way that audiences will accept and be okay with content changing, maybe not from hour to hour, but perhaps from week to week, day to day, and they might even like to see how old content might be updated. So you might even be very explicit about that. And all these things will allow you to overcome failure, or at least non-reception. All right? So that's been it for this very short episode. I hope you are doing well. Again, if you'd like to contact me, my email is johnrgallagher@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @MereSophistry. Once again, my Twitter handle is @MereSophistry. And this has been another episode of Latent Branding. Once again, thanks for listening.